This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
All right, folks, we're live. It's Thursday, the 28th day of January. I'm cutting into the intro transmission. It's so important. Alex Jones here. We've got Ron Paul, the former congressman on the Martial Law War Powers Act, that even a Democratic senator has said it is, coming on in about 2 hours. We're behind the scenes talking to the Trump people right now about things that are happening with the debates tonight. I'll give you the inside baseball after the break. But first, here is John Bowne's report. And our reporters are in Oregon right now with huge developments as well. Stay with us.
Now that the Bill of Rights have been largely destroyed by our corporatized government, President Obama has decided to go for the meat of the American Constitution. The war powers of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the United States Constitution, sometimes referred to as the War Powers Clause, vests in the Congress the power to declare war.
This resolution is a total rewrite of the War Powers Clause of the United States Constitution. Let's be clear about that. It is essentially a declaration of international martial law, a sweeping transfer of military power to the president that will allow him or her to send U.S. troops almost anywhere in the world for almost any reason with absolutely no limitations.
So while the East Coast was buried under record snowfall, Obama's faux Republican minions Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell scuttled another dangerous fast-track bill into the halls of the most hated Congress in U.S. history.
The legislation makes the unconstitutional Iraq War Authorization of 2002 look like a walk in the park. It will allow this president and future presidents to wage war against ISIS without restrictions on time, geographic scope, or the use of ground troops. It is a completely open-ended authorization for the president to use the military as he wishes for as long as he or she wishes. Even President Obama has expressed concern over how willing Congress is to hand him unlimited power to wage war.
The Foreign Relations Committee, whose chair, Senator Bob Corker, suggested that a new authorization for use of military force was unlikely to happen, and that President Obama currently has the legal authority he needs. Corker's authority was bypassed by McConnell's treasonous fast track. And Senator Lindsey Graham bleated out to reporters, if the Democrats don't want to give this to Obama, then stand up and tell me why. There may be some people running for president as Republicans who don't want this. I would be astonished that anybody seeking to be commander-in-chief wouldn't want this power. It would allow the administration to fight the terror group ISIS wherever, whenever, and however. As if the real threat of ISIS was a mystery to the American people. Most Americans are fully aware that our greatest threat lies in Obama's policies regarding immigration. The bill isn't even warm yet, and Vice President Joe Biden is in Turkey cheerleading World War III, presenting both sides of the issue to Turkey and the American people.
Our allies in the region were our largest problem in Syria. The Turks were great friends, and I have a great relationship with Erdogan, which I just spent a lot of time with. They poured hundreds of millions of dollars and tens of thousands of tons of weapons into anyone who would fight against Assad, except that the people who were being supplied were al-Nusra and al-Qaeda and the extremist elements of jihadis coming from other parts of the world.
Following World War II, the United States leadership has continually sought to foment and drive the industrial military complex machine into an unending, unconstitutional state of global war, creating the very enemies Obama's dictatorial powers would seek to suppress. We have finally reached the precipice of the total annihilation of the balance of powers that act as the foundation of our republic.
Let's not get involved in constitutional arguments.
President Obama is desperately attempting to disarm the public and re-engineer the United States into a lawless military state overseen by corrupt politicians on par with the horror south of our border. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's the word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is the word. Well, a bird,
this
bird,
transmission
bird,
is certified.
Well, a bird,
fluoride,
bird, bird,
free.
Bird is the word. Well, a bird, bird. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's the word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird is the word. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's the word. Well, a don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is the word. Well, a bird. Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's the word.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide on this Thursday, the 28th day of January, 2016. Really hard to believe that the first month of 2016 is almost bye-bye. Wow. Total information overload again. I pledge today to go over all this news. I will cover all 200-plus articles. I will get to all five guests. I will, or die trying. We have Harry Dent, who's predicted exactly what's happening with the economy with the last few years with stunning precision, popping in for 30 minutes. David Knight and Joe Biggs from Oregon, where we've got one dead, another was grazed, and now Eamon Bundy has told the folks inside the wildlife refuge, please come out, please, you know, give up. And they're saying that they may not charge you. There's a 7-mile perimeter around it.
And our crew is approaching that perimeter right now. They got in last night. They've now been driving out of the rural area from Portland since they got in last night, Joe Biggs. And, of course, David Knight, former Congressman Ron Paul, is coming on about the huge developments with the unprecedented authorization for military force that is a complete rewrite of the War Powers Act, transferring power from Congress to the presidency for 360 total war with boots on the ground anywhere in the world. No one has ever had a declaration like this, not even Julius Caesar or Adolf Hitler. It is wild. And folks go, well, it probably won't pass. It was written by the leader of the Senate and is sailing through right now. Just incredible. It doesn't mean actual martial law is coming. They're just putting it on paper to do it whenever they want. It's crazy. By the way, the Pentagon just announced last night, we're staying in Afghanistan another decade. They promised 8 years ago they'd be out within 2 years. Then they promised another year. I mean, now they're just saying, no, we're not leaving. Oh, and by the way, we're going back into Iraq. And there's not even discussion of it because that's where all this is going as the nation goes bankrupt. And then Richard Reeves from Iowa, we got contact by the Trump folks. They're so nice and said, hey, we're doing this Wounded Warrior thing last night. And we were serious about trying to raise them millions of dollars. When Trump first said, hey, if I go on Fox or CNN, you guys ought to donate the extra money, because they admit instead of making $5, $10 million on a debate, they may make $20 million. Instead of $100,000 a minute, they get up towards of $1 million a minute. Fox is selling it for $700,000+ a minute until Trump dropped out. Now it's gone down to like $150,000, despite all the nationwide hype. And so he says, I don't want any money. I want it to go to veterans. And the media lies and says, that dirty, greedy scoundrel, remember this a few months ago? He just wants the money for himself. He wants it. Until we played the full video here and others did. That's how they deceive. And so he's brought that up. He said, I don't like Megyn Kelly. She's disingenuous. She makes stuff up. They want to set me up and have everybody attack me in a rigged deal. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to run a feed and we're going to raise money, forget advertising, directly for the veterans. And he's saying, CNN, you can carry it, but you better give money to the Wounded Warriors. And the media is calling it despicable. Talked to Mr. Stone this morning, one of the main advisors to Trump. And he is going to be on Fox News with Megyn Kelly tonight. He's in New York. We're working on, and we'll probably be able to get him on today during the fourth hour of Anthony Gucciardi popping in and on our live coverage that starts from 7 o'clock and runs past 10 o'clock tonight. I will be here this evening. David Knight normally is the central anchor with Jakari and Leanne and, of course, McBreen. So the reporters can run back and forth and track things as they unfold. But because Knight is going to be in Oregon, he'll also be on with us tonight. We are going to be, of course, covering it live from here in Austin, Texas, with Richard Reeves in Iowa with our own feed, with the Trump folks inviting Richard over to run our own InfoWars feed out of there, knowing CNN will probably try to come over and stop us or something. But notice CNN says they're going to be taking Trump's feed and then commenting on it. Oh, what we do, taking CNN and Fox's feed and MSNBC's feed and commenting on it. See, we do our own feed and then they comment on us. This is what you talk about when you deal with the fall of the mainstream media. Because now the debates aren't about them. It isn't about who they knight, who they king make, who they say the leader is. It's about who the people tune into and what the people think. So it's the democratization of the media. I'm a Republican, not Republican Party, Republican when it comes to the congressional system, our federalist system, our Americana system. We're a republic, not a democracy. But it is a representative, small-d democracy, in that there is democratization through the filter of separation of powers, state and federal government, three levels of government per state and federal for a separation of powers system to try to stop centralized dictatorships from being formed. Well, it's the same thing with the media. We're now seeing the democratization of it because the mainstream media stopped doing its job, got so openly deceptive, so openly arrogant, so openly imperialist that the people have now turned against them big time. Obviously, I didn't cover the Megyn Kelly situation much the last few days. We talked about it some here, but maybe 5% of our coverage. Today, I'll be talking maybe 20% about it because it is really important through the lens of Fox and through the lens of what Trump's doing. You see the disintegration of the mainstream media stranglehold. So it's very, very informative to look at what's happening and to look at technological developments that we have now to be able to challenge the dinosaur media, even if they have 50 times, 100 times the funding that we have. I can just turn on an iPhone, shoot a video live to YouTube or Facebook, and the average video gets around 1 million views. 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday, 7 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday. Dominating, dominating, dominating. You know how much it freaks out Fox News and CNN that they've got to spend massive amounts of money in advertising and propaganda and decades of investment and talking heads and screenwriters and teleprompters and just, you know, $400, $500 million a year budgets, and they can't get but 200,000 viewers on the average MSNBC show. CNN's about the same. Fox top shows, 3 million, 4 million, lower level shows, 1 million. They're declining as well. But they still have big audiences when it comes to a debate. And to see Trump say, you know what, I'm going to do my own thing. And I bet you, if you add up the YouTube, the live streams, the Ustreams, Trump Zone feeds, CNN picking it up, everyone else covering what's happening, that people aren't going to be able to stand it. They're not going to watch the Fox debate. I predict it's going to have less viewers than the Donald Trump coverage if you add together the different feeds, our feed, CNN, his feed, the Wounded Warrior program, and others. This is beautiful. And we'll be here at InfoWars.com tonight, 7 o'clock and on, breaking every stinking facet of this town. We'll be analyzing CNN. We'll be analyzing Fox. We'll be, you know, CNN's going to be cutting in with comments and stuff and you know, trying to hijack it. And we're going to be here hijacking them, breaking down exactly what they're doing with commentary and live analysis with the Young Turks and with Glenn Beck and everybody else following suit now, copying what we do, covering the debates, the State of the Unions, and others with analysis. Because that's what it's all about, documenting what the traitor media is doing. But what a stroke of genius by Donald Trump to come on this show and thumb it in their faces, hoping they'd attack him for coming on the show. They did it for one day and then zero coverage because it blew up in their face again. I mean, you don't think Trump didn't know that was what was happening? And then, of course, Trump leaving the debate knowing he'd be demonized more. You didn't think he knew what he was doing? But they're so arrogant. They still haven't figured out the only way to discredit Alex Jones or Matt Drudge or Joseph Farah or Donald Trump or Vladimir Putin. I mean, anybody they hate. I'm not saying we're all good, bad, or perfect or whatever. The only way they could defeat Rush Limbaugh would be to embrace him and endorse him. Like when Rand Paul started getting embraced by the establishment, he went from number one 6 months ago to now like number eight. And I told him off record, and I told Politico on record when he got elected to the Kentucky Senate, to the federal Senate out of Kentucky, I said, the only thing you got to worry about is you're such a gentleman. I know you won't sell us out. I know you're not going to compromise in deeds. But I said, do not compromise in rhetoric. And Rand Paul has done that. He's come out and said that good riddance to Donald Trump. That's like, you know, declaring that Mark Twain was dead 20 years before he died. He said rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. This is something people do. I see it a lot in media and culture. They announce someone's over. They announce someone's bankrupt. They announce someone's defeated when they're not. And that used to work when the mainstream media had control. They don't anymore. They're constantly announcing that we're done. They're constantly announcing Drudge as a has-been every day when his numbers just go up and up and up. This is what they engage in. This is how they operate. It's like when the creator of the X-Files came out, Chris Carter, and said it's based mainly on Alex Jones and InfoWars work, the new season. The trolls came out and said Jones is crazy. Even in some news articles, he's claiming it's based on him. I mean, I knew Chris Carter was a listener 10 years ago, and one of the stars of his show came and visited me at my house. But I didn't even say it really on air then because it just sounded pompous. You know, I mean, I know we've been affecting culture since I started out 21 years ago. But it isn't about the fact, oh, I affected culture, aren't I big? It's that we are dominating and taking the media power away from these people. Like, they're Grendel, we're Beowulf, they're trying to get out the door, and we got them by the arm. We're pulling it out of the socket. I feel it coming out right now.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We have a raft of guests joining us today, obviously. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Here's how you listen or watch. Many of our radio affiliates, I never thought of this, are now picking up the nightly news every night at 7 o'clock and then running their ads, obviously, over our ads. That's fine. We just need to kind of create a contract on that so folks know where we stand. But quite frankly, I don't even care. I mean, I'd say nightly news, go ahead and carry it and run ads over every block of ads we've got. The contract we've got for TV and VHF, UHF, and cable stations is we get like 20% of the ads. And it's not very ad-heavy, but we want the money to go to the local affiliates because we know, how bad the economy is. We just want to get the word out. And then we sprinkle, obviously, some advertising into the show to be able to finance ourselves. But Infowars.com/show, we'll have the feed that we produce here that is a feed of CNN, a feed from Trump, a feed of our reporters on the ground, a feed of our reporters in Iowa, our reporters in Oregon, with the ongoing standoff, just all mixed together. That's the super feed, the nightly news debate coverage feed. And then you'll have the feed from this four-hour show that a lot of people want to watch that's restreaming when it ends today at 3 o'clock. That'll be a separate feed of the day show. And then another YouTube backup feed where we run our nightly news feed over YouTube in live time. And that's more important than ever. I hope folks start using it because the bandwidth charges, when you get 16 million people in a month tuning into just one of our video feeds, that's been a small part of our audience, that feed, but it's just growing and growing. Where 16 million times people log in and watch it, they watch like 20-something minutes on average a piece. Just the bandwidth costs are incredible. So we obviously would love to do a Facebook Mentions and send out a three-hour show, four-hour show, but in their contract, it says you basically can't do that. YouTube lets us do it, so we're going to email out that feed, too. InfoWars Live Republican Debate Coverage. We need probably to add in the headline, copy this link and share it. Because folks send us constant emails, what's this feed? I don't see the debate yet. The general public out there literally doesn't think, well, it's a link to the live show. It needs to be save this live link for the debate and coverage. And then we're going to email that out to everybody in multiple emails today for folks that are signed up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. You can obviously go to Infowars.com/show and find the free links to all of the different feeds and also the free video cast, the podcast, all of it for the daytime show. If you're a subscriber generally of the nightly news at PrisonPlanet.tv, then you get that when it's on every night, but it's always free during special events like the debates. And, of course, the daytime radio/TV show that you're watching and listening to right now is obviously free as well, 24-7, not just when it's live, 6 days a week when we put out shows at Infowars.com/show. And I spent some time on that today because we get so many emails, so many comments. How do I find it? Last debate a few weeks ago, I was at home doing it via video Skype into the studio, and I got five text messages from friends within 30 seconds of 7 o'clock coming around because they were looking around for the feed of the live nightly news, and they were finding the feed of this show that was already over. And so these are smart friends and family. They just didn't know to go click the top link and find the sub feed right there. So it's all about making it easy for people, making it easy for folks to find it, labeling the names right, making it clear to people. And it's up to you if you want to further help devastate mainstream media, further help rip their arms out of their sockets. We've had debate coverage before and election coverage before that had 3 million viewers just on YouTube and our stream in 24 hours. Now, again, we have 3, 4, 5 million people a day on terrestrial radio, internet feeds, video, the rest of it. But that's taken us years to build up that audience every day. To be able to just a few times a year have a live feed and have 3 million people tune in is CNN level and beyond. It's approaching Fox News, and that's why they pay attention. And so it shows how the patriots, folks exposing Bilderberg Group, the vaccines, the Zika virus, other population control operations, electronic hacking of elections, all of it, we're here, hardcore, for real, getting into the top contending heavyweight championship big leagues. I mean, we're getting to the point where we're on the field with Goliath. We're getting to the point where we're going to take Goliath politically out, folks. Goliath is scared. He's already bloody. We just got to chop his head off. He's already on the ground. We're just in amazement that he's been knocked out. We got to finish the deed before he gets back up. We got to go in there and just fully discredit these people, savage them with the truth, and hit them where it hurts. And that's in the ratings. And take their listeners and viewers. And we do that by you emailing and posting on Facebook and Twitter our free feeds and taking everybody over to InfoWars. It'll be a savage death blow to the enemy to crush their skulls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their hearts. The children start to march. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. Ron Paul's coming up on election 2016. On the martial law powers, the Republicans are openly trying to hand Obama and more. One of the biggest stories here is one that's been hiding in plain view for a long time. But it's unprecedented this time. MSNBC headline, top linked on DrudgeReport.com. Sanders camp suspicious of Microsoft's influence in Iowa caucuses. Kurt Nemo has a more detailed article at InfoWars.com, in my view, that actually goes into the background of this, because Microsoft is at the top of the pyramid of shadow government. I'm going to give you the rest of the story here in a moment. But Sanders camp suspicious of Microsoft influence in Iowa caucuses. Here's the InfoWars headline. Sanders campaign worried Microsoft app will misrepresent Iowa caucus vote. Yeah, we'll hack the vote is the real headline. In fact, I would tweet that out in my name, folks, crew in there. It's hard to tweet while you talk on air, so they just take the transcripts constantly. I would shoot this out and just basically say Sanders is worried about Microsoft hacking Iowa caucuses. I mean, that's what it is. When you cheat something, it's a hack. People think it's always breaking in. No, it's also engaging in a fraud using computers, period. And Microsoft is probably one of the most evil companies in history after IBM. I'm going to talk about that in a moment. And absolutely, that's why you see such weird results in Iowa, famously, is there's been so much black box manipulation. They've caught hackers getting in. I mean, they caught Diebold. It's admitted that JFK stole Chicago, Illinois, to win the presidency in 1961. It's known that LBJ stole his first congressional seat in Texas. That was the stuff in the ballot box. It's well established there's a lot of hanky-panky. But it's still kind of geographical, because if there's a huge landslide for a candidate, I've had many of the top experts on, it's hard for them to still steal it. But if it's close, they can steal them and not get caught with the manipulation. So we'll break that down in a moment. Every day I get four or five new videos, as I mentioned, that we don't even get to now, of just migrants attack residents, throw bricks, beat them. France is collapsing. Even mainstream news there admits that their roads are now collapsing with the illegals running around raping and robbing and carjacking everything. And the French just roll over. If they fight back, they get arrested. This is like some weird socialist French Revolution, part deux, using Islamics. I mean, it's crazy. So we're going to be going over all of that. The latest on the Bundys. Ayman Bundy admits defeat, calls on remaining Oregon occupiers to stand down and go home. And sure enough, the so-called militia guys that were his security haven't been arrested, got let go, and were the folks that would run up to us and say, get out of here, you say the Bundys are feds. And we would go, Joe Biggs would go, we didn't say you were feds. He said, watch out for federal infiltrators. They always do it, and they'll come in and tell everybody that Alex says that they're feds, so they don't talk to us, so we can't try to protect them. And they were successful. They did that. They speak to ego. The feds show up and go, sir, I'm here to protect you. You are the new George Washington. I'm going to be your right-hand man. And then it comes out that they're informants, or they're connected to the government, or they've been threatened to do it. And I'm not saying who's who or who's what or naming names. I'm just saying a couple folks got the word that day and disappeared. Other people got picked up and then released. And, I mean, look, at infiltrations, they'll do fake arrests. They'll do fake indictments. They've even done fake executions before and released people. That's been admitted. So folks that don't know what the government, especially the U.S. government, does to infiltrate, quote, organized crime or paramilitary groups or narcotics groups, you just don't ever read the newspaper then. And the weird thing is they'll use the same operatives over and over again burning people, and they've got a playbook where they go up and speak to the ego of the people that mean well, and then get full control of them, and then say, I'm now in charge of all media, you know, going through this group. And then it's over. It's over. You are controlled from the beginning. And I've seen them do it with all these Muslim groups and radical leftist groups, too, where they'll get in, take them over, and then lead them into crimes or lead them right into ambushes. And I've never seen anything like it. And as soon as the people are all locked up and going to prison, I get letters going, I'm sorry, you were right. I wish I would have listened. I'm really sad for you. The feds are going to have major meetings on this. They're going to have all their hidden footage. They're going to teach classes on it to send out whole groups of people on how to do this over and over again. This is a big victory for the globalist. And it's very, very sad. But hopefully we can learn from this. And listen, I would try to go cover urban warfare drills. And Mike Hansen and others are witnesses to this. Everybody knows I'm peaceful. I wasn't in camo. I wasn't planning violence. I just wanted to videotape gun confiscation drills and other things that sources inside the military and police told me about. Like the chief of police of San Antonio on tape warning me and, you know, glad the media was covering it. They tried to bribe him with $250,000 to shut up. So that was under Clinton, was trying to see if he could get local governments ready for nationwide martial law and gun confiscation. And Thomas Sanchez, a Vietnam vet, head of emergency management in Kingsville, had him on. He warned me. Then the chief of police San Antonio called and said, come down here. I'm glad you'll cover it. The media won't. They tried to give me $250,000 last month. Then it was in the AP after he was on with me. And, man, then the death threats started and military guys in parking lots, you know, threatening me. And I got physically attacked. I got robbed. I got broken into. And then years later, I'd be out in Florida covering an urban warfare drill. And we got video of this in my film Police State 2, The Takeover. People going, I'm not talking to you in the neighborhood. It looks like Mayberry. The Army says you're crazy and dangerous. And then I'm just up there by the airfield by City Park videotaping, and a known Fed who'd been here in Austin, Special Forces guy, jumps out and says, Alex, let's start fires, and starts lighting fires. I had to physically stop him with Mike Hansen. And then the guy got up in the fighting position, and I said, look, you think you can take me? We're both taking you. You're not going to set a fire and stop us. So I got ready to fight him, and then he ran off into the night. I mean, I've had special ops guys, they're ready to fight me because they're going to set a fire and blame me. Now, you people better listen to me. I've been through this. When they come out of the bushes and start lighting grass on fire, going, I'm glad you agree with me. We're going to burn this down. They would have put me in prison for arson. And I warn the Bundys. I warn them all. And they go, we got cowboy hats. We know everything. I'm like, with Gollum-like feds sitting right beside them, giggling and looking at me with hatred. I'm not trying to go off on them. I'm mad they got set up. I'm just sick of it. And I'm sick of the government we've got that knows I'm nonviolent with the First Amendment, and you tried to put me in prison repeatedly with fake gun buys and setting fires and everything else. But you know, don't you, that when you guys came and thought you were going to beat me into a pulp in that parking lot, you found out who really tough, didn't you, tough guys? Just because you've been running around killing a bunch of Arabs for 20 years doesn't mean when you actually go up against Americans that you can trump justice. You can't do it. And most of the military is awake, and they're good people compared to the general public. They're more awake. I'm just telling everybody, I've been through this for 21 years. And you better listen to me. Excuse me. I've got to get back into the news. I've got tons of important news. We got the guys popping in for like 15 minutes from there. We're covering it. We hope it de-escalates with the ongoing standoff at the federal group of buildings, wild refuge. It's just, man. I'm getting angry. Hold on a second. I got to settle down for a minute. Okay. So I'm going to get into the whole hack thing with Sanders. I'm going to get into the latest with Trump, his genius moves, the Zika virus, the author of the U.S. UN Biological Weapons Treaty is going to be coming on tomorrow. Francis Boyle, professor. Look, this could be a government bioweapon system. Of course, it ends up basically reducing fertility and attacks babies in utero. We're going to be looking at that. We've got a ton of clips we're going to be getting into today. Huge economy developments. But first off, I want to talk about something really, really exciting. We've set out to come out with the very best nutraceuticals there are, period. And we've discounted our flagship top nutraceutical product, some of the compounds in it are prescription in Europe and other areas, and that's DNA Force. Already 3 to 4 times less than the nutraceuticals products of similar design and that medical offices sell. Now, this is not prescription, but many similar compounds are sold as prescription because people don't understand why it costs more than regular vitamins and things. So as they sell it as prescription, people then basically go along with it. We're just giving you something that's normally prescription that we can legally give you for, we're talking 3-4 times less than what doctors will sell it to you, and ours is better. DNA Force, 25% off for a limited time. Get our flagship nutraceutical DNA Force for 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. All supplies last. This is our most advanced product in the InfoWars Life line. We did extensive research to design this formulation for maximum impact. It includes patented ingredients that are lab quality. These ingredients are very difficult to source. That's why we sell out of it many times. Because then we got to haggle and stuff. We don't want to pay $14,000 a kilo. How about $12,000 a kilo just for the BioPQQ? And it's a DNA force loaded with a patented BioPQQ compound, which is backed by 175 clinical studies by major respected researchers. The amazing compound is known to influence nerve growth and regeneration. It's also known to support the powerhouse of the cell, mitochondria, that are the source of energy for our bodies. CoQ10, I'm not going to go over that. People know what that does. It's the highest quality type. And there are nine other ingredients in DNA force, digestive enzymes for uptake, trans-resveratrol, and many others that work in concert to promote better health, more energy, and even regrow damaged and atrophied nerves. And I told you I cut my finger off. I said 10 years ago. Time flies, like 15 years ago, with Kevin Booth out water skiing. Fell off a barge trying to help people that were out there, had a fire on their pontoon boat. And we went over, helped them put it out and everything. And I was climbing back on and fell off, and my hand got caught and it cut it off. It was flopping around by a little piece of skin. So I only had nerve feeling right where that little piece of skin was still attached as it was cut through, you know, flopping around. And I didn't have feeling until I took DNA force. My dad's like, this is the ultimate compound. It regrows nerves. Oh, my gosh, it'll help people that have damaged stuff. But, you know, we can only say what's in the studies, but it says even more that, oh, it's so incredible, telomeres, DNA, mitochondria. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I see the literature. Great. Yes, you're right. Wow. You know, no one else has this, but, you know, doctors are selling something similar. Oh, we can undercut the market. And then I start taking it, and I start getting tingling in my back where I had injuries, in my leg, where I had a compound fracture. And then within 3 months, I was like, wait a minute, my finger has feeling again. I mean, it's the real deal, folks. So InfoWarsLife.com, we got a bunch of other specials running right now, 50% off on orders above $50. You get free shipping, actually. No teleprompters here, folks. I get overwhelmed. We have free shipping on orders above $50, 25% off DNA Force, and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And again, I get wound up when I start going back to remembering all the stuff that went on when I was actually out on the ground reporting on things that nobody knew about. I mean, Soldier of Fortune, right around that time in like 96, and obviously Patriots over at that publication, had an article about a Delta Force helicopter and a drill crashing in Houston, and then how the news said Soldier of Fortune was lying about it. It didn't exist. And they had people that had been in Delta Force write other articles about it. No, indeed, this is going on. So they'd go on air and say, there's no such thing as black helicopters. Well, I was sick of people saying I was lying about it, so I went out and caught black helicopters running operations and who they were many times. Once in San Antonio, even after the police even thrown them out, we were videotaping the aftermath of a drill, and they just had a guy get out, an MP with a gun, walk over, pull his gun out and say, give me your video camera. I said, give it to him, Mike. Mike said, no, First Amendment. Takes the gun, sticks it to Mike's chest, takes it away, takes the tape, drives off, says, stay here. I go, no, let's see what they do. Comes back with the erased tape 20 minutes later. I mean, that's the type of stuff we've had to deal with, folks. And can you just imagine all the other things that are going on, all the other things that are happening? I mean, let me tell you, you'll realize how evil this government is and what they'll do when you're in the woods trying to cover a military drill at a park next to an airfield, and they try to burn stuff down and blame it on you. We're not in Kansas anymore. And people need to stop being so incredibly naive. People need to stop being so mindless and admit how much trouble we're in. And speaking of that, let's shift gears to this. Sanders campaign worried Microsoft app will misrepresent Iowa caucus votes. You got an app for both parties now run, quote, for the first time that'll tell everybody what's happening. And so Sanders is smart with his little commie friends. Because let me tell you, we've seen polls out there where he gets double or triple what Hillary does. I mean, I don't believe this stuff that he's neck and neck with her. He's way ahead of her. I mean, I know who the constituents are, a bunch of something-for-nothing people who like her because they thought she was a communist. Now they know she's filthy rich. Sanders has been attacking all that, that she's an insider, so she's losing her support. Of course, if you give a corporation like Microsoft the control over something, they're going to do it. They've gotten away with everything. Microsoft is a spinoff to get around antitrust laws of IBM. IBM literally created Hitler, ran the machines with the numbers on people, the Holograph machines. Just Google IBM and the Holocaust. And Thomas Watson, it's the Watson computer. Well, Watson's the big deep blue. It's the Thomas computer, named his first name, that decides who to kill at the VA and not give treatment to. It's the Thomas computer that's going to decide now if you're on Social Security whether or not your guns should be taken. I mean, they just run basically everything. And Microsoft is their front company and involved in eugenics and secret vaccine programs and vaccines and food and covert operations and weather control. Just everything I say, Google it. It's the foremost black op cutout front group. And he's absolutely right that that's going on. On Wednesday, the Bernie Sanders campaign said it was concerned software giant Microsoft will tamper with caucus's election vote tallies in Iowa next week. And that's why they're setting up their own parallel system to track it. Absolutely. You always catch these groups cheating, but it's like, well, this tally didn't match up. And by then, the mainstream media has moved on to the next lie. Well, now there's alternative media that's bigger than mainstream media in many cases, so they can't just do this in the dark. Microsoft is partnered with both establishment parties and will provide a mobile embedded cloud-based platform that will facilitate accuracy and efficiency of the reporting process, according to their website. You have to ask yourself why they'd want to give something like that away for free, said Pete D. Alessandro, who is heading up the Sanders campaign in Iowa. Both the Sanders and Clinton campaigns have built reporting systems based on Microsoft app, in addition to taking money in the past from Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and George Soros, and it just goes on to Clinton's pedigree. Absolutely. Do the Clintons rig elections? Do big old brown bears go poo-poo in the woods? Huh? That's like saying to Santa Claus, wear a red and white elf outfit with black boots. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
We'll be right back.
You know, I'm really glad that Drudge Report is linked to this MSNBC article, because a lot of other media isn't really covering it. And I don't normally even go with MSNBC, but they love their little commie Sanders. And it is bold for Sanders to call out the elephant in the room, because election fraud is really a big problem. And if you don't think Hillary isn't going to use that in Iowa, and if folks don't know that Microsoft is as crooked as a dog's back leg, then you need to get educated. I'm talking to new listeners out there. Here's the MSNBC article. Sanders camp suspicious of Microsoft's influence in Iowa caucuses. And more we see the election fraud. I personally, many years ago when Pat Buchanan was running, went down and volunteered at the election center and the old convention center they tore down in Austin. And I was there stacking up the ballots in the so-called, you know, Democrat town of Austin, but it was the Republican primary. And I mean, like 60-70% were for Pat Buchanan. There were Pat Buchanan signs everywhere. He was kind of the proto Donald Trump dark horse that folks wanted. They didn't want, who was it then? Bob Dole. And it came out on the news that night. Oh, we've crossed over 60% of the tallies, and it's clear. Pat Buchanan, I think it was like 9% or something. And then the establishment candidate was the vast majority. And I walked around and talked to people in there, and I said, are your stacks the same as mine of different precincts? Almost all Pat Buchanan. They go, yeah, it's Pat Buchanan's winning. Then we take the stacks of Scantrons and stick them in a big machine. And they have little data tapes. And then somewhere in the data tapes, well, everybody knows what happens. And then I even went and challenged the election results. The state board heard it. It was on county commissioners, TV, you name it. On cable. And I got up and yelled at them, and, you know, after they came back a week later and said, the state board looked at it and agrees there are anomalies and problems, but we are certifying this. They certify it. So I yelled at them and said, this is all tyranny. So then they had the SWAT team that was in the building next door. The next week when I was there, come and sit on both sides of me. I want to find that footage. It's pretty funny. Anyways, and then they're like, Alex, there's no election fraud. I go, oh, yeah? So they go, here, come on over to our office. So I go over there. There's like Oklahoma City's and inside job videos on the wall and all the rest of it. And I went back and met with the head of the SWAT team and Lieutenant Beck, and he goes, Alex, there's no Delta Force coming. There's no black helicopters. I was a Marine in Vietnam, and I'm, you know, on the intelligence group of the state as well. And I'm telling you, and then about, like I said, 6 months later, he calls and goes, I gave him my number. He goes, come on by the office. I want to show you something. He goes, Delta Force was here, and they did what you said they'd do. I said, what was that? And he goes, what you said they'd do, which is try to buy them off. He goes, what's going on? And then they heard about that and fired him. They used some political correctness thing to get rid of him. Last time I heard, he was working at the airport. But that's how America operates. They just go, there are no black helicopters. There's no election fraud. Obama's not a radical Muslim. There's no ISIS coming into the country. They talk to you like you're 5 years old. But it doesn't work like that anymore. And so it's going to come down to people that know they're on the side of bad working for the system, and those of us that know that the system's been taken over by very, 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 very criminal interests. But the big news is Trump is helping put the final nails in the coffin of the dinosaur rotting media, helping shovel them into their graves. As he says, I'm not coming to your stage debate. I'm doing my own thing where I'll dominate, and I'm going to have more viewers than you do, and then I'm going to give the money to the veterans group, the Wounded Warriors. We salute Donald Trump. Another stroke of pure leadership. Outsmarting the Bilderberg crash. Pray for Donald Trump. I can tell you that right now, folks. They got everybody coming out against him. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.